Thank you, Frank. It seemed unlikely, but the Philadelphia 76ers have sent the Chicago Bulls packing. Andre Iguodala drained two free throws with 2.2 seconds left, and the Sixers grabbed a series-clinching 79-78 win over the Bulls in Game 6 of their quarterfinal series. Sixers head coach Doug Collins says it was an improbable victory.
What this means to me and the organization and our team is just off the charts. I don't know how we won.
Well, I can tell you it was helped along by the fact that Derrick Rose did not play in five of the six games. He makes a big difference. The Sixers are only the fifth number eight seed in NBA history to knock out a top seed. Two other games in the NBA yesterday. The Nuggets forced Game 7 with a 113-96 trouncing of the L.A. Lakers in Game 6 of their quarterfinal series. L.A. will host that game on Saturday. And Kevin Garnett had 28 points and 14 rebounds as the Celtics eliminated the Hawks with an 83-80 win in Game 6. Red Sox pitcher Josh Beckett was shelled for 7 runs and 7 hits in only 2 1/3 innings in last night's 8-3 loss to the Indians. Beckett had been under fire for playing golf last week after missing a start with soreness in his right side. Now, after the game, Beckett said he's going to spend his days off the way he wants to. On the American League scoreboard yesterday, Baltimore and Texas split a pair. Yankees took down Tampa Bay. Toronto better than Minnesota, and Detroit shelled Oakland. One game in the National League, Washington doubled up Pittsburgh. Tiger Woods stumbled to a 2-over par 74 in the opening round of the Players Championship. Woods has never broken 70 in the first round in 15 tries at the Players. Meantime, Ian Poulter and Martin Laird share the lead at 7-under par. And the Portland Winterhawks now trail the Western Hockey League Championship Series 3-2 with last night's loss in Edmonton to the Oil Kings. Marcel Nobels, Ty Ratty, and Sven Barchi scored for the Winterhawks, but Edmonton broke a 3-3 tie with a goal by Mark Pizik with 56 seconds left in the contest. Game 6 of the best-of-7 series is set for tomorrow night at 6 at the Rose Garden. All available tickets have already been sold. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.